I didn't expect you to be on time. I just got my beer. Most adventurers keep me waiting. So you're punctual, huh? I like that. It's real professional-like. Grab a seat. I'll tell you all about the gig. Ooh, you any good with those swords, or are they just for decoration? Hey, I'm just asking. No need to be testy. You're gonna need to be good with them. And I don't see many of you dual-wielding types. It takes a lot of patience, eh? Right. I will cut the small talk then. Sorry. It's been a while since I shared a drink with a looker. So, the job. There's an abandoned manor we need you to investigate. More specifically, the garden out back. Yeah, you know how it goes. The place was owned by a wizard back in the day, and now it's all creepy. It's about 7 days away. The locals say it's haunted, and you're the third sword for hire we've sent there. I guess you'd be swords for hire? Oh, fine. What happened to the other two we sent? The first one came back raving that it was haunted. And the second guy? We haven't seen him. Actually, no one has seen him. No, I didn't pay him in advance. Do I look like an amateur to you? It's possible he got spooked and ran, or he died. Hey, speaking of dying, you can use a little magic, right? My boss says it's time we send in someone with more skills. Some healing magic, protection and purification? Good. Can you get rid of evil spirits? Look, if I wanted to hire someone from the church, I would have. They're way too expensive. You can break curses. Good enough for me. Yeah, sure. Hit me with your questions. I like looking at you. And this is the closest thing I've had to a date in years. Don't worry your pretty little head. It's very legal. The manor has been abandoned for half a century. Yeah, the family that owned it is all dead, we think. None of them have come to claim it. My boss bought the salvage rights, but no one can loot the damn thing. Look, I got a flat rate for making the place unhaunted. If you want to loot it after, we go 50-50. Sound good? All right, let's shake on it. Good luck, don't die, etc., etc. You, still sure about that drink? We could have a lot of fun. Jeez, okay, I get it. Your horse is waiting for you. I get it. You can't blame a gal for trying, though. I'll see you soon. You are an adventurer. After accepting a job to cleanse a haunted manor garden, you ride into the horizon. The dark grasslands are a blur under your horse, and the moon rises up to greet you like an old friend. You feel the weight of your swords at your waist and the wind in your hair. And for a moment, you swear you're the only person in the world. After 6 days on the road, you see the haunted manor on a hill. The shape of it is sunken, jagged, and strangely sad. You dismount and approach on foot. The garden is in the back, an open room with large, broken windows, a shattered glass ceiling, and a twisted maze of rose bushes. Every brick and piece of wood has something green on it, and a shiver runs through you as you stand at the entrance to the maze. An ivy-coated iron gate surrounded by crumbling marble pillars. The wind stills, and you consider waiting until morning. But you move forward, into the maze. If there is evil here, or a haunting, it would be best to know now. You pass dried fountains and brass archways, stepping over the vines and patches of clover. There are circles of bright orange mushrooms, fairy rings, clusters of fireflies drift through the sunken pillars of gazebos, and nearby you see a snake move under the rose bushes. It is strangely picturesque and lively, a forgotten place reclaimed by nature. Which is what makes it so shocking when you come across a corpse. It's skewn across the stone walking path, face down. You blink, and the image of a beautiful woman floats in front of you. Her hair moves as if in water, and her gaze is hard and cold. She is gone so quickly you question if you saw her, but then you hear a whisper in your ear, chilling and soft. Another fool enters my garden. Turn back, adventurer. There is nothing for you here. You're defiant, aren't you? Pride goeth before the fall. Don't say you weren't warned. You cut my vines before they could catch you. Being quick with your blades won't save you, you know. I've ended your kind before. Greedy, shameful adventurers. You're a fool to press on, but I welcome you. Your arrogance sustains me. It will make your end all the sweeter. Maybe that's what I'll call you. A fool. Why do you approach the corpse? Is my fool a necromancer? I see no signet ring. You don't smell like death has kissed you. Of course, you're going to loot the body. Checking to make sure you have room in your bag first. Shameful. Greedy fingers always searching. Stealing. How dare you? You. What was that spell you cast on it? Preservation and protection? Why have you done this? In case a necromancer happens upon the body. No doubt you do this in exchange for a suitable reward. You will not live to claim it. Because you are unwelcome. I will cast you out either by soul or body. Death is the kindest gardener. She gives the soil such nourishment with the corpses, the vessels that she leaves behind for me. Your flesh will tend my garden. You will be mine for years. And I will enjoy watching you feed my flowers. Keep going, sweet fool. Press on. I will end you intimately and slowly. I promise that when your mortal coil is shed, my voice will be the last thing you hear. You feel a breath on the back of your neck, and then the voice is gone. You explore the garden, searching for what you know is here. But when you find a patch of vegetables, you hear the voice again as you pull up a bushel of carrots. How brave of you to harvest. You would trust the food grown in my garden. I will offer whatever commentary I wish. Your adventure is mine to critique, and your end is mine to facilitate. No, I will not give you my name. There is power in such an introduction. I know these things. You talk a great deal. I am not your companion. You search so slowly, overturning every bush and vine. It's remarkable how the greed of adventurers drives them to such lengths. treasure do you think you'll find in a dead rosebush? Baby rabbits and their mother. They hold no jewels or gold for you. You would feed them the carrots you picked? I know that spell. You enchant them for nourishment, not to cleanse them of poison. Because a family of rabbits would not be here if the food was poisonous. Naturally, I don't usually encounter adventurers who think ahead. I will not be swayed by your false charity. Leave me. Leave this place already. I will kill you. You already saw the corpse of the other I ended. Yes, they died face down. That's how I preferred to kill them. You think they tripped running away? I designed it to be so. That is how I drove them away. And you should leave too. I'm telling you to go. There isn't any treasure here. I will endure no more of you. You are the worst I have ever encountered. The next time I see you, I will kill you. And you will feel every inch of your body die. It will be so slow, so sweet. I will take my time with you to make you pay for your defiance. Savor each breath you take in my garden, every beat of your heart. Your body works so hard to keep you alive, and it's all for naught. These are your last hours. And if you don't turn back, I will be the last thing you hear before you die.